大家好，欢迎收听我们的特别课程，关于在澳洲非常著名的医生们。我是 Irina。
Hi, and I'm Dr. Peter.
Dr. Peter, 我知道您喜欢说故事，真是想赶快知道您今天要给我们讲的内容究竟是关于什么的呢？
Irina, do you know what is on the Australian $20 note?
22元的纸币，您是指上面的图案吧？
Yes, what are the pictures on the $20 note?
我是一点头绪都没有，我每次都是把钱递给售货员，钱就这样花出去了，我都没有时间去仔细看看。那么他们到底特别在哪里呢 ，Dr. Peter？
Well, it's really interesting, Irina, because the pictures on this note in particular tell an amazing story about the history of Australia.
Oh, this note in particular， 在这里的意思是说。不是五块、十块、五十块或一百块的纸币，仅仅指着20澳元的纸币。In particular， 指的是单单在这里指20澳元的纸币上。好吧，让我来从钱包里找出一张20澳元，我们一起来看看究竟它特别在哪里。
Irina, I happen to have one here.、
Oh.
Look, what pictures do you see?
我看见了一位男士的头像，让我仔细瞧瞧。在他头像下面用非常小的字体印着 John Flynn, 约翰·弗林。
Okay, keep going.
上面还有一只骆驼。
With a man riding it. Yes, and what else?
还有一架飞机，一些器械，还有一个被分割成方块的人体结构图，在胃部上有一些数字。Dr. Peter, 看得出来这一定是一个非常有趣的故事。虽然我很好奇，但是这些和医药有什么关联呢？
Irina, you are a real detective, I can see. It certainly does.
在您讲述之前，我能猜到这能被放在澳大利亚货币上的一定是相当重要的东西。
Right again. Well, this is what it is about. In the early 1900s, there were very few people in the inland of Australia.
我知道历史书里讲述到那时候人们都居住在沿海的地区。
Well, quite often people who lived in the inland, where the conditions were very dry and arid, lived hundreds if not thousands of miles apart.
Conditions were very dry and arid. 环境是干旱荒芜的。Dry 意思是干旱的意思。Arid 意思是荒芜的贫瘠的。
Camels were often used for transporting goods brought to Australia from Afghanistan.
是的，在这样恶劣的环境中，用骆驼而不是马匹，的确是更合理的选择。这一定就是骆驼出现在这纸币上的原因了。
Right. Well, if someone was sick, there were no hospitals. Not only that, but there was no electricity or any form of communication. No radios even.
与其说那里没有医院、没有电、没有无线电，倒不如用 not only that, but there was no 来表示。这个句型用一种强调式的语气来表明那里没有些什么。这是个好句子 ,Dr. Peter。
I try, Irina. Well, there was a young minister, John Flynn, who recognized this problem.
Minister 意思是一个基督教牧师，所以他就被印在这20澳元的纸钞上了。
He asked the question,What are the people going to do if they get sick? How are they going to get to hospital? And not only that, how are they going to communicate?
And not only that 也是一个好的用法。当你需要把重要信息连接起来，你也可以使用 and what's more 来表示同样的意思。
Yes, in fact, and what's more, as well as and not only that,are very common ways to emphasize things.
我想 and on top of that 也是一种强调事情的连接词组。
It's good. Well, John Flynn knew Australia was very spread out, and he had a plan. This plan consisted of 3 steps.
澳大利亚的确是幅员辽阔，当你把澳洲地图放在中国地图上，它可以把中国地图盖住大半了。
And most of Australia is very sparsely populated,compared to China.
Sparsely populated 是一个很好的词组，它的意思是在每平方公里上的人口数量非常少。
So firstly, he and his friend Alf Traeger were going to set up radios in every remote farm area.
Set up， 我想在这里是应该指搭建一个横跨整个澳洲的无线电网络。Remote 是指 isolated， 偏僻的，离城市距离很遥远的，也就是我们常说的远离文明的。
John Flynn said, everybody is going to be able to communicate, and so they can call for help, talk to each other, and children can do their schooling over the air.
Over the air 在这里是指无线电。
The word air is used for this radio transmitting. When people are talking on the radio, we say they are on the air. In other words, their words are going out into the air to be picked up by someone. The school was called the School of the Air. Secondly, his friend in Adelaide made a special bicycle.
在这里 secondly 让人感觉您在列举一个清单。我知道您特别喜欢聊如何做清单。
Yep, his friend Alf Traeger said, this bicycle is going to generate electricity when someone pedals it to supply the electricity for the radios.
这辆自行车上有一个发电机吗？
Yes.
Pedal 在这里意思是踩自行车的踏板。
Right. So women learned the Morse code, and as they pedaled, they sent Morse code on their radio. These were called pedal radios. I've actually seen one of these when I went to Alice Springs School of the Air.
这些无线电的确打开了澳洲内陆与外界的联系。
Yes, it is true. Prior to this, the inland would have been closed. In other words, not really available as a place to live in. Being opened up meant people could talk to one another and have a community.
这么说来，20澳元纸币上的那个器械实际上是一个踏板驱动的发电机咯。
Yes.
但是纸币上的那架飞机和那张人体结构的图片和这有什么联系呢？
Okay, hold your horses.
Hold your horses? 这是什么意思啊?
It means wait a minute.、
Oh.
If you have a horse-drawn carriage, you have to hold your horses to stay still. Hold your horses means don't let the horses start running.
我们这里可只有骆驼，应该说 hold your camels 才恰当啊。
Irina, I think you're a comedian.
Thank you.
Okay, so the third thing John Flynn did was to buy an aeroplane named the Victory.
Victory 意思是胜利，那是一个不错的名字。这应该就是纸币上的那架飞机啦。
Yes, and in 1928, he started the Royal Flying Doctor Service. Qantas was the first commercial airline, Queensland and Northern Territory Air Service. To cover such a large area, planes were an obvious answer.They could transport patients over impassable, vast deserts and remote areas quickly. And this Royal Flying Doctor Service is still flying today.
这可有趣了。Royal 在这里指的是什么呢？这是不是和英国的女皇及皇帝有联系呢？
Yes, in those days, organizations often asked for royal patronage, and if approved, could use the word royal.
A patron 就像是一个组织最高级别的赞助人，我想这应该是从法语单词 patron 演化过来的吧，意思是老板。
It could do. So farmers' wives peddled the radio and sent messages to the flying doctor service. They gave each part of the body a number to tell the doctor the problem.And they had a medicine box with all the tablets numbered as well.
这就是20澳元纸币上那个标有数字的人体模型图，它可以用来告诉医生究竟是身体的哪一个部位有疼痛和不适。
You're right, and that's it. That's the story behind all the pictures on the $20 note.
Dr. Peter, 那真是一个叫人吃惊的故事，而且非常有趣。以前我还真是没有好好研究过这20澳元的纸币，但现在我每看到一张，就会记起您告诉我的这个不可思议的故事。
You know, Irina, John Flynn said this, the secret of life is to overcome failure.
生命的奥秘就在于超越失败。哇，这句话真是寓意深刻呀。
Yes, profound is the right word for this.John Flynn's major feat of determination and pioneering spirit with the radios and the flying doctors opened up the inland of Australia and as a result is commemorated on the $20 note.
真是太棒了 Dr. Peter, 这个故事实在是非常生动有趣，我想我们所有学习英语的朋友们都会赞同。那今天我们就先学到这里了，真是等不及想知道下次我们又会聊些什么话题呢？能给我们一点提示吗 Dr. Peter?
Irina, I love keeping everyone in suspense.
好吧，那今天的节目就到这里了，下次见了，我是 Irina。
And it's goodbye from me, Dr. Peter.
Bye. Thank you.